Hey, Brooks.
I'm Brooks. That's John. Basement Buddies.
Hi. I got my sister here tonight.
Hi.
Hi.
You may remember her from such podcasts as...
This one.
A couple years back.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, the I Hate the Mormons one.
Was that what it was called?
Oh, probably. I don't remember.
It was Don't Let My Mom Ever Listen to
Oh,
This.
Oh, yeah, that too. Know. Yeah, please no. Well, she doesn't know how to do anything computer-wise, so I think we're safe.
Yeah, she still wants a CD player in the car so she can listen to audiobooks.
Yeah. We were talking about that. We had family Zoom, as we do every Sunday. And Gordon, our older brother, is going to get her a CD player adapter for her car that plugs into an aux cord because she can't. Everything's on CDs for her still. She transitioned to CD and stopped. That's as far as she went.
Did her car get fixed?
Nope.
So she's still driving the truck and needs something to play?
Yeah, and she's going to go visit our Utah siblings in a couple of days, and she needs something to listen to.
And she's renting a car.
And she's going to rent a car, and of course that won't have a CD player in it, so I don't know what she's going to do.
And she still has a flip phone, I assume?
She actually has an iPhone, so it's She's doing okay, you know, all things considered.
She's almost there.
She does use emojis when she texts, which is pretty great.
I didn't learn how to use emojis until like...
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. You took that class?
Now I can't stop. LOL. Smiley face.
Yeah, you know, you're not supposed to use that laughing, crying one anymore.
Why not?
I mean, you're old.
The kids on TikTok said you can't do it anymore.
It goes along with your side part and your skinny jeans.
I noticed.
Middle part.
Lindsay's got the middle part. Did she change? Did you change?
No.
From watching TikTok, or you've always had it?
Always had it.
Are you just keeping up with the trends?
She's OG middle part.
It went out of fashion, and then it came back
in
enough time? Cool. John has no part.
Nope. I cut all my hair off last week.
Looking good.
Thanks. I was trying to get my beard trimmed down so I could fit my fat face into a mask.
My face, I trimmed up my beard a couple weeks ago, and my face looks much slimmer now.
Yeah?
It was not as slim as it was before I started growing a beard for some reason. There's something about the beard that makes you like...
Gain weight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you can't see what you look like.
Yeah, I'm terrified to shave mine off.
What about you, Lindsay?
How's your beard? Good?
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did notice your hair is a little smaller than last time I thought.
You're a major fan on TikTok. I do it for you.
Oh, good.
Do you follow him on TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh. How come we're not friends on TikTok? Or maybe we're...
I don't post anything.
Yeah, me neither. I posted one video of my arm mole.
You mean your robot arm mole? Does that mean you're a robot or something?
I was genetically engineered by the government.
Perfect.
Yeah. So how's it going, Lindsay? I know you just got back from a whirlwind tour of the Western United States. Turns out California is a long state.
And it's a lot more hilly than I thought. I don't know what I thought in my mind, because I hadn't ever been there as an adult. We'd been there as kids, and we didn't pay attention to the roads then. We just like woke up and we were there.
Yeah. Thanks for driving, Dad.
With all us kids in the car.
I remember laying down in the minivan. You'd like wedge your body down.
On the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like totally illegally.
Yeah. But you got a brand new...
Well, new to us.
Fifth wheel?
No.
RV.
Travel trailer.
Travel trailer.
Yes.
The tow behind one?
Yes.
20. It's complicated. There's a lot of nomenclature.
There's a lot of things to know.
Not a trailer. Trailer fits in the bed.
Fifth wheel hooks up in the bed.
It hooks up in the bed.
Travel trailer goes on the tow hitch.
Yes.
Why does it have a different name between hitch and the hitch in the bed?
And there isn't any more wheels on a fifth wheel?
No.
It's the same amount of wheels as a travel trailer, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're not in charge?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, we did a 15-day road trip.
You bought a new-to-you travel trailer?
Yes.
What made you pull the trigger? Because I've wanted one off and on, but haven't thought I would use it enough to make it worth it to
me. We rent one. Last probably 3 years, we rented one a couple times a year.
Oh, cool.
And we knew we had to haul all Reese's crap back home from San Diego. And I knew my kids are not good mask wearers, so we're not going to be flying anywhere anytime soon. So the only way to see anyone is to drive.
Right.
So that was the solution. And we'll be using it for the gambler and here and there for other things.
Right. Well, I think you guys travel enough that you'll get yourself, you go to Priest Lake. And
yeah, we rent Airbnbs a couple times a year also, so we'll just be camping now.
Yeah, I don't do any of that stuff. Mine was all just like dreams of someday getting a travel trailer and doing something, but I don't know if I would.
Yeah, there's a lot of costs.
Yeah.
There's so many things you actually need, like safety things.
Like,
you gotta have surge protector and
inverters and things.
And things for the tires and the sway bar and the sway control and all the hitch stuff.
Yeah. And Ryan's all about that stuff.
Yeah, and then
you gotta
get trailer brakes on your truck, and he has the airbags to lower it and raise it so you can do the hitch.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So once you spend $25,000, $30,000, camping's cheap.
Cool, yeah. That's all the money you'll save.
Because then it's only, you can find a campground for $20 after you spend all this money.
Are there a lot of RV campgrounds? Was that pretty easy?
Yeah, that was really, it was.
Sorry, what trailer campgrounds? What do you call them? They have like hookups for power?
Yeah.
And sewer?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
So there's a lot to learn.
Yeah, it's like a whole different society of people.
And I kept having to add things I had to buy to get it. It didn't even come with the power cord that day we picked it up and we were camping in it. So
you couldn't plug it in?
No, well, we stopped. All the stores were closed. It was Utah Saturday night. And we found someone at Facebook Marketplace at like 8 o'clock. And we drove over kind of by Bob and Joanne's and bought a power cord because we were camping that night.
That's funny. So the idea or the process is you drive most of the day, find a campground, or you're like, should we stop at this city or the next city? You're looking on your phone, finding a good place to stop, and you just pull in. And what's it take to settle in?
It's not bad. After we usually get the pull through, so you don't have to unhitch and stuff. So
and
just
back in.
Yeah. It's not too bad. You got to plug it in.
Level it?
Yeah. Hook up the water, level it, put the slide out, put the awning out. We had it down.
20 minutes, maybe? And then you have a house that you can hang out in instead of a hotel.
Do your kids get to ride in the back when you pull?
That was my question, too.
What? Why not? Is it just illegal? Is that the only reason? Just say, don't poke your head out the window. Sure.
Yeah.
I don't mind. Just don't kill each other back there.
I don't know what the rule is, but they're not supposed to.
Is it unsafe? I don't get it. Like, how is it more unsafe than riding in the truck?
I don't know. When they were in the actual RV, the Class A motorhome, they had to be in their seatbelt when we went to the Redwoods.
Oh, right.
You're supposed to all be in seatbelts.
So you have all these couches and TVs and beds and you can't use them.
Well,
everybody put your seatbelt on. Wink. Always.
Yeah.
They were at the dinette so they could play games and stuff and watch TV.
Right.
And I would get up here and there and like fix them a sandwich while we're driving.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
So we could keep going.
The only thing I remember, one of the books I read in my life, John, it's under 5.
Uh-huh.
One of them was a Goosebumps book. I may have not finished it, but the very first chapter was the kids were in the back of the travel trailer. It came loose and like went off down some field. And the parents just kept on driving.
And no, yeah.
And then the Goosebumps came out and like
took over. Are there Goosebumps in every movie? I've never read those books.
I think there's...
What are the Goosebumps?
Bad guys? Okay. Bad meanies? Scaries? Scary guys?
Okay, cool.
I'll
email R.L. Stein and ask him.
I just liked, collecting them.
I see.
Because they're nice pictures to look at on the front, John.
Did you also read the Animorphs books?
Oh, man, that's for children, John.
Okay, all right.
But usually you would graduate to Animorphs, Sean.
Oh, I see. Most people. That's the trajectory.
Yeah, yeah.
You did send me, right before you guys left, a news story of someone whose trailer had gone crazy and flipped off the side of a bridge. And you were going to drive across that same bridge. Jesus.
It was in Idaho. It's the exact same bridge that we drove over.
And it kind of looked like your trailer.
It was the exact same truck, same length of trailer.
Boy.
They got a wind gust over one of those big canyons in... Idaho, and the trailer went off. Did you see it? It was all over the news. Oh, it's terrifying. Yeah.
It went, came disconnected, or it was dangling.
No, it was connected, and the truck was hanging like this, straight down this crazy canyon, and the lady, in the interview, she's She took pictures, like, that was her first thing she did, was posted on Facebook that she's hanging up. It took them like an hour and a half to get rescued.
Selfie of her up against the windshield.
Yeah.
Facing down the canyon
below her.
But the only thing that kept them for the first little bit was the chains.
Oh, really? Ooh. The safety chains?
The safety chains. And everybody wanted to know what brand they were because...
Yeah, no shit. I'm going to go buy those.
Yeah.
It can hold up the weight of an entire truck.
Yeah, it was the exact same truck as ours, a little bit newer, same color and everything. And we drove over it like 3 days later, that same bridge. Going, oh, I videoed it. I was so scared.
Well, and you were saying there's this mountain range called the Grapevine on I-5.
Yes.
And it's just like uphill forever and
I've heard
awful.
Of the Grapevine.
Yeah. It's.
I heard through the Grapevine.
How not much longer you would be mine?
Yeah.
Honey, honey.
Hey, remember California Raisins? Those were fun.
No, the Grapevine's a big pass right before you get into L.A.
Going over Sierra Nevadas or something?
I don't know.
The San Miguel Pass.
But I didn't realize there's so many hills in California.
Yeah.
And then we have to go back over to get out of California. You got to go back over the Cajon Pass, which is where the Mormon Rocks were.
Oh, okay.
And that's a gnarly pass, too.
That's when you went over to Arizona.
Yeah, we were going up. And then over.
You ended up in Lake Havasu to meet up with some of Ryan's family.
Yeah.
His mom and dad?
His grandma and his uncles both live there.
Okay. And you said Lake Havasu's not a lake, it's a river?
Yeah, it's just a wide spot in the Colorado River.
That's dumb. Did it used to be a lake?
No.
Oh.
What about the Mormon Rocks? What are these?
Well, I can't tell you because you're not Mormon.
Yeah, it's a secret.
Well, neither are you guys.
Sure we are.
This is another one of those Mormon things. It's like... Not there's nothing actually there,
no.
But they just talk about it.
No, it's just back in the day, the Mormons camped there in the beginning of settling this spot in California, and they named a bunch of rocks after them. It was really boring.
Yeah, not very exciting.
Oh, okay. Well,
not like the magic rocks that Joseph Smith used to translate.
Yeah. Where were those?
The Urim and Thummim. They were in the upstate New York. They're just down the street from Joe.
Hey, Joe, have you been up there?
Yeah, probably.
Go check it out.
Find any plates? Let us know.
I bet there was a second set of plates that they didn't find.
Oh, probably a bunch. Yeah. So you're happy to be home. It's hot here in Oregon now. It's summer.
Fuck.
It's 85 to get today.
There was a no burn, ban.
No,
there was a burn ban.
Don't ever burn anything ever again.
Well, Lindsay spent the last year of her life cleaning up fires from... the awfulness that happened last year.
And it's going to happen again this year.
And did you ever clean up Brooks's uncle's house?
Oh, yeah. Terry?
Terry.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Have you met my uncle?
He said no one would come to help him, so.
He said,
his family had abandoned him.
Me and my two children.
Your children are like big strapping, like 25-year-olds.
Yeah, they're 4 and 7. They do the fire cleanup.
But they're really good at cleaning.
Oh, you should see them with a shovel. It's
they're
amazing.
Pro-level cleaners. Yeah, so you got, is this the first year you've been a fire cleaner? It just hit you?
Yeah, I didn't set out to do this. But once you see this 82-year-old woman digging through the remnants of her burned up house, you kind of just go, well, shit.
I might as well help, right?
I'm not going to just leave.
Were you just driving by or saw a flyer?
I followed them on Facebook, the group. Because I had been doing food donations and clothing donations, and they said they were going to start this volunteer thing. And I actually went out there just to give them, I had some gift cards. And then you see it and you go, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Well, and with being in the trades, you're like,
we have a skill.
Ability to help.
And I'm like, even I can help you get your water back on.
Right. And Ryan's not doing anything else. So.
Yeah.
Put him to work.
So like that first trip down there, I didn't know what to expect, and it was not like anything I'd ever seen in my whole entire life.
Down at Otis
last September, was that when
and then this started in October, the neighborhood cleanup that's progressed into all this all across Oregon pretty much. And
Otis is, it just got pretty much the whole town
just like Blue River.
Yeah. Blue River is
Blue
where
River
my
had
uncle...
some commercial properties. This is all just homes. Almost 300 homes in this one area.
In Otis?
Yeah. and
yeah, just took it all out. I mean, it's not a big town, but
no, 70% were uninsured or underinsured. A lot of elderly people.
Yeah.
So once you go over there and you see the little old lady digging through her remnants of her burnt up house, you don't just leave and go, see you later.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Good yeah. luck.
Oh, well, sucks to be you.
And so almost every weekend after that, we were down getting stuff done for all these people.
Right. Are they doing a lot better? Oh,
they're like so far ahead of the rest of Oregon with yeah. fire stuff.
Yeah. Those guys?
Oh, man. Because the only reason why is because of everyone. Because FEMA just
because
showed up.
Because of you.
No. FEMA just showed up a couple like months ago. You know, you'd be waiting 6 months.
For FEMA while you're freezing to death in the winter?
Yeah, you're still
starving.
There's still a couple families that are in hotels. But compared to like Talent, Phoenix, and some of the other areas, they're way ahead.
Yeah. Phoenix, Oregon.
Yeah.
Not Arizona.
Yeah, my uncle, he's like having trouble. He wants to rebuild down there, and now he's like, can't get permits
the craziness
with that many houses that have burned up and everybody's trying to rebuild and like
the permit office is backed up.
It must be, right?
Yeah, well, it's different in each of the counties. Otis is like waiving all the fees and it's a much easier process up there. They're still making pay. Oh my god, they have to pay for so much stuff to rebuild. And they're not waiving fees, and you got to pay for geoengineering, and you got to pay for this inspection.
Oh, right.
And Otis, it was like $150, and you're done, and you can move your house back on the property. Lane County is
yeah,
killing
fuck
up.
You, Lane County. Yeah.
Did you ever go up there before the fire?
To my uncle's?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, probably 5 times. It's a little ways out of the way, probably a 3-hour drive from here.
Yeah. That's why we haven't gone up there as much. It's a little bit of a trek.
Yeah. Lot further than on.
Was he in Blue River proper, like in the town, or is he out?
He's in the town.
Oh, like, then I probably saw his place.
You probably did. Like right across, I think there was a garage.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's like maybe across the street, maybe
I know
a
exactly
few houses
where that
down.
Is.
And he was actually planning the next day when the fire hit, he had loaded up his boat and like, he was planning on driving to my parents' place down at the coast to help my dad build something. So he was like ready to move. And if he hadn't done that, like his boat would be gone. He's got like a big boat and that he lives in, like kind of like a travel trailer.
Is that your dad's brother?
No, it's my mom's brother.
Yeah. Did you see the video of it? You probably could have seen his place.
It was hard to see anything. It was just scorched earth.
No, the video I did.
Yeah.
You probably could see his place in my pictures and stuff.
If you want to watch it, go to YouTube and type in Venn's vlog.
If you want to see any.
V-E-N-N-E.
There's an Otis cleanup and there's a Blue River cleanup.
Yeah.
That first Otis cleanup, that with that guy, that one was tough.
Yeah. Otis was
He was so sad when you're going, you know, he had 40 years of stuff because he was in the Navy and he had tons of crap. And you're going through and he's finding his favorite gun and his favorite sword and you just chuck it in the trash. You just show it to him and he was crying and
yeah,
it was terrible.
It's rough. Think if your house burned down, so many knickknacks would be gone.
I got to stop building stuff out of wood. All of these are going to just disappear. I got to get into like blacksmithing my stuff will last when my house
burns
down.
That's a good
idea.
Yeah.
Because I'm not using permits on anything.
What?
No. Knock on wood. Well, thank you for helping out my uncle clean up his place.
Yeah, it's all clean. It's fine.
It's all clean.
No, Blue River's doing really good, too.
There we go. No need to go down.
Nope. Yeah, my sister took care of it, so you're in the clear, Brooks.
And my children.
And Paul Walker's brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was there.
Yes. The twin brother? Paul Walker's twin brother?
The younger brother.
He has a twin?
He looks a lot like him.
Yeah,
right?
He does. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the real reason I invited my sister on is, Brooks, you're about to become the owner of an actual real hot tub.
Oh, yes.
And she's got lots of experience.
Don't leave it for 2.5 weeks with no chlorine in it.
Was it gross when you got back? Yeah.
Oh, what did you? You went on that 2.5-week trip?
And I didn't
trip?
Put the stuff back in. I was too busy. I didn't put the floaty with the
chemicals in it. So is it just green now? You drain it and
it's drained
scrub
now.
It out and fill it back
up? We got the white mold algae stuff on it.
Oh no.
Don't do
like
what
bread
I do.
Mold?
Kinda.
Yeah.
It's slimy.
Oh, fun. The kids run back there and jump in before you get a chance to look at it.
But it was up to 104.
It was 105 when 105. I got home. That mold is just cooking away.
Oh yeah,
getting stronger every day. How much time you got left before your hot tub?
Well, another month at least.
Okay.
I bought it in. Well, I put $500 down in January, and they said late May is when it would be showing up. And I think that's next month, but I don't know how accurate these guys are with their numbers.
Yeah, it might be more weeks after that.
Well, I want it to be right on time.
May might mean July.
No. Shut your mouth.
Well, everything is delayed everywhere.
But I think that's why they were like, because these were just ones they had like pre-ordered. Like I came, I didn't get to pick anything. They're like, this one's coming late May. Do you like this color choice? And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. I don't care if it's brown or light brown or whatever.
Well, I don't know if the resin shortage is affecting the hot tub market like it is in the...
What?
There's a huge resin shortage.
Really?
No, we can't get certain plumbing parts.
Because, no kidding.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The prices have like quadrupled on PVC, ABS.
Oh, wow.
PEX. Yeah, we can't get certain fittings.
That's really interesting.
There's a resin shortage.
I know there's a computer chip shortage.
Yeah, no, it's in the plumbing too.
Yeah, and wood shortage.
Most of the, like, I was wondering if all the home remodel stuff is because a mix between COVID and all the people remodeling their houses. And
well, a lot of people got...
Because interest rates are 2%.
Yeah. Like, people aren't selling their house. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, no,
it's
not.
It's complicated.
Well, the wood is because Canada, we got a lot of it from Canada, and they were all shut down. Same kind of thing with the plumbing is when COVID hit, they had to go from three shifts to one shift because they had to spread everybody out. And we're just burned through our excess, and now there's a crazy shortage.
Wow.
Now I've been driving past construction sites and seeing the stacks of wood.
And you think,
fucking gold.
Get over there. Start doing some industrial thieving.
Now it's people aren't stealing copper pipes or stealing sheets of plywood.
Yeah, it's probably. I work with this kid at the gas station because I used to work at a gas station because I'm cool. And before he worked there, he and a bunch of his no good friends used to go around and rob construction sites.
Steal copper?
That's like what he did. No, they would steal like whole stacks of lumber and lights and generators and stuff like that and sell it to other contractors.
One time
they stole a bell from like a school or a library bell. Or something. What?
The Liberty Bell.
Yeah, it was the Liberty Bell. And Nicolas Cage came after him. No, there was like newspaper articles about it and like the whole little town was in an uproar and they put it back because they didn't want to get in trouble. Well, he'd also steal the tailgate off of trucks.
Dump trucks?
No, just like Chevy trucks or whatever. You can unhook them and just pop them off and drive away with them. And they're like,
it's so...
you can sell them for $50 each or whatever.
And now I'm hearing people are stealing catalytic converters.
Oh, that's been going on forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But on Priuses and stuff, they're really expensive.
Oh, the Prius. When I went to get my car stereo, I was asking about something and the guy goes, yeah, people are stealing. Oh, I said, hey, are people stealing radios?
Ah.
And everybody gave up stealing radios, and now they're stealing catalytic converters. And he says people come in asking for alarms they can hook up to their catalytic converter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I'm sorry, we can't.
Well, they're full of precious metals, like palladium, platinum.
Apparently the ones in the Priuses are really expensive.
Yeah. Well, it's a couple $100 to replace that.
Well, not mine. I looked under there. Just
nothing?
And it was still there.
Oh, good.
Nobody wants my lousy 03 catalytic
it's
converter.
It's all used up.
Yeah. I was down at the coast this weekend.
Right.
Just got back a few hours ago. But you know how you tell your kids not to just throw their bikes wherever they want and their toys and shit wherever they want?
Yeah, and it never works.
And it never works.
Right.
Well, I ran over Daniel's bike.
Oh, shit.
Does he know?
Well, he was in the car
with
me because it was like we didn't have service. And I was like, okay, it's 8:00. We're about to go to bed. Let's drive down to the main road and call Jamie and say goodnight. Because I left her here. And then I just pull forward, crunch. And Daniel's like, my bike.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, Why is your bike in front of the car?
I don't know.
And I had to get under there. It was wedged under. I had to like...
You didn't just keep driving?
If I would have kept driving, it would have just fucked it up even more. It was like wedged between like the control arm and the oil pan or something, like wedged underneath there. I had to like get under there with a wrench, take off the wheels, dang. Turn this.
Oh,
so I'm like
kid.
Crawled underneath.
And it's dark, right?
And it was about getting dark.
Yeah.
But luckily there was another bike down there and I just stole the, it was just the front wheel that was really fucked up.
Okay.
So I stole another bike's front
like
wheel.
From your dad?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I'm glad he doesn't listen.
He's got a pile of bikes.
Okay. That he's been stealing from kids around town.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Kids leave them in his yard and he just takes them.
Oh, yeah. My kids are the worst. Like the second they get in the house, they just throw off all their clothes and shoes and they pile it in the kitchen. It's like, just do that in your room. Walk 10 more feet.
Nope. Can't.
Sorry. Can't. Oh, wow. Those miserable kids.
But it was a fun trip down.
How's the outhouse coming? Is it permitted?
I didn't do any work down there.
Oh.
I looked up. It is. You can build. Do we talk about this?
No.
You can build an outhouse.
Oh, good.
You're supposed to get it permitted and get a whole like $10,000 worth of soil tests done and whatever, but it's possible.
Oh, it can be done.
It can be legally done.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
I'm just not going to.
And you found this out after you built it.
Well, I mean.
You haven't used it yet, have you?
I still haven't used it. Okay. Now it's just a shed with a basement.
A very narrow tubular basement. That's fun.
But, yep. Fun times down. It was like no fire needed. 75 degrees.
Yeah, don't have any fires. Ever.
Yeah, please don't have any fires.
No fires in the yurt. In a contained.
Okay.
In a fireplace.
Are you guys building where it's all fire safe out there?
What?
Well, the Coast Range doesn't get dry.
So
no one ever burns over there.
So last year, our president, Donald Trump, said you got to rake the forest out. I went into my forest, that's right, and I raked for like 2 hours and only cleared like, you know.
You keep working.
About the size of this room. Forests are giant.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Like, do we each get 50 acres to rake?
I think it's 40 acres and a mule.
So we need one mule.
And yeah. How many mules you got?
I got like four.
Oh, that's enough.
It's one per person, right?
Uh-huh. That was part of the stimulus check.
Hey, I didn't get any.
Wait, you didn't get your mule?
No.
You make too much.
It'll be in the mail.
Yeah. No, I didn't get any of the last two stimulus.
Oh, brag.
Is that a brag? Yeah. Oh, la la. Like, our mom's like, well, I don't get one. I have too much money. I was like, yeah, mom. You have a bunch of money. Quit fucking bragging.
But I'm looking out there, and with the wind that caused all that fire slash fall, there are way more branches that have just been sitting down.
Ready to burn, dude.
Yeah. When I was in California, and we were in this little town outside of Susanville, and I'm driving through it, and... It's an old little town like Otis, and I'm like, this is all just going to go. It's terrible the way it's just old like Otis, and there was trees everywhere, and I'm like, this is going to burn too. Because the guy that with where we stayed in the RV park, he's like, yeah, there was one last summer, but it was 30 miles away. So I didn't worry about it too much. I was like,
fire can move.
Have you watched the Paradise California video, the movie?
No, I don't know what that is.
You don't know the Fire in Paradise?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't watch
a documentary about it.
Oh, my God.
No.
Their whole town was like burned in like 3 hours.
Yeah.
They had like 80-something people die. It's terrifying. So, yeah. Anyway,
fire scared.
I hope your doesn't burn.
Well, I don't know what to do with all these branches that I'm going to pull out of the forest to try and clean it up. And don't you like pile it up and burn it?
Yeah, you get
in the middle of the field.
Permit?
Or when do you have burn days down there?
It used to be always until the burn ban, but now there's a burn ban and it's April. So it's... We haven't had enough rain all winter long.
Yeah, it's like our environment's fucked up.
It's like something's changing.
One of the campground guys said that they might permanently like ban campfires in California.
California forever, just always. Yeah. That seems smart.
Yeah.
Because they're usually man-made.
Yeah.
Or gender reveal party related.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Isn't it something like 80% of them are started from... These
sure.
are all made
yeah,
up.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I'll call it that.
I like that number.
And 20%, God.
Right. That guy.
Lightning.
Yeah, he's the worst. All right, guys, can I ask you a couple questions?
Of course.
Superfan Joe wrote in 100 great questions.
Superfan Joe.
Question 32. What topic could you spend hours talking about? Well, microscopes. Who wants to talk about microscopes?
After the podcast last week, John, you don't talked about microscopes with me very much because you know that I just glaze over.
Well, there's just, you know.
But, John, I just want to say this.
What?
You're a really smart guy.
Oh, thanks.
And you can do things that a lot of men of your size and ability
what?
Can't. Your brain size.
Oh, okay.
And I appreciate you, John.
I appreciate you, too,
I
Brooks.
Could hear you listen talk about
I was
microscopes.
Like, you guys know all about this, right? Huh?
I could listen to you talk about microscopes for hours.
Yeah, I can definitely talk about that
I
for a long time.
Know anything?
Well, that's why I don't want to talk about it because it's boring. You
well,
know?
I mean, we just talk about all the things.
Yeah,
and I immediately forget.
Well, you could talk about Boy Meets World for hours.
I have. Yeah,
it's on record.
Mm-hmm. I've been on Joe's podcast probably 7 times.
Yep. What's do you have anything, Lindsay?
Well, lately with the fire stuff.
Yeah, that's a big deal. What about plumbing? There's a lot to talk about with plumbing.
Yeah,
I guess.
As involved as I used to be with it.
Yeah, or snowboarding. We were talking about snowboarding with you a few years ago, or last episode with Keith.
I'm a travel trailer expert now, and I can plan out road trips and know the heights of the roads and the passes and all that stuff. And
that's exciting.
Well, you got to know when you're going up a 9,000 foot elevation change, pulling the travel trailer. It's kind of important.
You know a lot about coffee.
Yeah.
Right? Lindsay used to own a coffee shop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
In Sandy. Sandy.
Was it a store or was it a cart? Like,
no, you could go in. It was a little like 12 by 12 box.
Kind of. Oh, cool. Those were the days.
Yeah.
Did you go
get
there
free
all
coffee
the time?
Sometimes?
Yeah, every once in a while. Bagels, perhaps? Do you guys muffins?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
Toast your bagel, put cream cheese
on. The first time I drank a Red Bull was there with Mike. I was like, this is gross.
I used to, my brother Simon worked at a coffee shop for a bit in high school, and he introduced me to Italian sodas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I thought those were healthy for like 10 years. Until I like paid attention while someone was making it, I was like, no,
"Hey, wait a minute!
This is just
sugar."
I'd be like out with my mom, and she's like, "Here's a healthy choice. Pick something healthy, you know." And instead of getting a soda, I'd get an Italian soda.
It's Italian, and they're skinny.
It's Italian.
There's no fat Italians.
You know, it's like a Pepsi that you pour milk on top of, or half and half.
You know, I haven't had an Italian soda in forever.
Yeah,
what happened to those? They fell out of fashion, I guess. All right, let me ask you one more question. What small change greatly improves a person's appearance? Interesting. Well, there is a thing I've seen on TikTok where guys are getting fake hair pieces put on. You ever see those? Like balding guys, they'll actually shave their head and put on a toupee.
Like glue
them on
onto their scalp.
And I hate to say it, but like, it usually looks a lot better.
Going from bald to not bald?
Well, balding is the worst.
Oh.
You know, guys have like a receding hairline and a bald spot. Either go fully bald or get fake hair if you want John to think you're attractive male. So that's my
criteria.
I like
to love people for who they are, John.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me.
That's
a
good point. That's a tough one.
My hair was getting pretty long and shaggy.
Yeah.
And I feel like I stepped up at least one sexy point on the, I mean, I've,
out of how many?
According to who?
It's out of 100?
It's like a 74 point scale.
Okay.
I got like 3 different categories I go off of.
What do you got? Hair's one.
Hair's one. Body.
One category.
And personality. Personality only counts for like 4 though. So yeah.
All right.
Trimmed up that hair. I went up by 1.
Good job. We're all proud of you.
2 of 4.
Yeah, small change greatly improves a person's appearance.
Hey, UPS has joined the 21st century.
And you can have a beard?
And I can have a beard.
That you can also have visible tattoos.
Visible tattoos.
Yeah.
Did I tell you this or did you read about it on the...
My wife, who pays attention to human resources things, told me.
What does she think about this as an HR person?
That's excellent. It's great, especially in Portland.
It is.
It's very outdated. A lot of those appearance clauses.
The non-beard thing was outdated. I get it. They don't want their people looking like schlubs, but also...
I mean, you can look like a schlub without a beard.
Yeah, that's true. But, nobody cares. And you can get exemptions for tattoos, like religious tattoos, if you're...
Is that a thing?
Samoan, I think.
Yeah.
Or... into one of those devil cults.
Right, yeah. It's part of my devil religion.
And...
all those Mormon tattoos.
Yeah.
And I don't... But
I know at BYU they have a facial... I don't know if true anymore.
I think it is.
A facial hair code, like what you can look like there. And it's no hair below your ear, I think was the rule.
That's the UPS. That used to be the UPS rule.
So guys would grow mustaches... And there was like an informal Tom Selleck club there at BYU for a while. Like, I was just growing big old mustaches. But a beard, no dice.
Did you see the thing where someone lit up the BYU in rainbow colors?
No. On the hill?
Uh-huh. And then BYU put out a tweet or a post that said, "We did not approve this."
We don't approve of gays. We hate them so much.
And everyone was like, "No shit. We know you didn't put that up there."
Fucking assholes.
Somebody went in up on the Y and changed it to all rainbow colors.
If you don't know, in Utah, the valley floor is where everyone lives. And right next to it are the mountains, the Utes, I guess. Is that the Utes? Whatever. So the landscape's pretty dramatic. It's flat, 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 where all the city is. And then just like over there, you can see it. There's a big old mountain. And sticks right up. So next to BYU, there's a big Y in white rocks.
It's like a thing to hike up to it.
Yeah.
All the Mormon kids do it.
I've noticed that. Is that a city thing? Like, yeah, small towns with hills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get bored. Nothing else to do.
But somebody went up there and changed all the colors to rainbow.
I get that they don't like the gays. But what's the deal with rainbows? Everybody likes rainbows, right?
Yeah.
But why? I mean, rainbows are fine. Why didn't they just say we put a rainbow up there?
We like rainbows?
We also like rainbows. See, we have something
but not
in
gay
common.
Rainbows. We don't like those. I don't know, man.
It would have been, okay. I'm going to have to talk to those guys at BYU and be
yeah,
like,
good luck.
You could have spun this a different way. You could have been like, look, rainbow.
No.
Oh,
no, they're not cool at all. As you might have guessed. All your middle finger rainbow.
See, I got my middle finger rainbows over here.
These would not fly in Provo.
They're not because they're gay rainbows. They're just rainbows. But I can also sell them to some gay people.
Those rich, rich gay people. All right. So I made a terrible mistake. I had a kid playhouse in my garage. I actually talked about it on the podcast.
2 years ago.
Two and a half years ago. I needed to make some room in my garage, so I pulled out some of the play structure stuff, and my kids were like, "What is that?" I was like, "Ah, shit. Well, I've been meaning to build it anyway, so let's get this going." I pulled it all out, and it's like disassembled. I took it apart out of someone's backyard because they want to get rid of it. Stuffed it in my van, drove it back home, stuffed it in my garage, and forgot about it for 2.5 years. So I have no idea how any of it goes together. And I'm like holding up walls. And it's not little. It's like 2 stories tall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding up parts, like trying to screw them together. And it's like not fitting. And my kids are so excited. They're like, "Let's build it. Let's build it." Like for the whole, I couldn't do it for a while because Tanya wasn't home and I'm holding the baby. I'm like, "Let's go, let's go, let's go." And they think it takes like 20 minutes.
Oh, that's
and it took 2 days, which wasn't too bad, but they were so mad at me for 2 days that I couldn't instantly build this thing.
Did they come out? This is what my kids
Yeah, they were like climbing on life. It while yeah. it's like falling apart. And I'm like, "Jeez, fucking leave me alone for 10 minutes.
There's things that as parents, we want the kids to be as far away while we're doing it.
Yeah. And they're like knocking over the panels of wood and... Oh, it was very frustrating.
Did you have to watch YouTube videos on it?
I tried to find some, and they were all completely worthless and not helpful at all. And I'm like looking at all these parts I have. I'm like, well, they got to go together somehow. And there's like screw holes. I'm like, well, I guess the screw goes in here. Anyway, it's up, and it's mostly safe.
We had a playground in California at one of the RV parks, and the monkey bars were in the swings. You had to climb through. Yeah. You had to dodge the people swinging.
In the swinging path, there's a monkey bars.
And then you get to the end of the monkey bars, and it's nothing. It's the play structure is closed right there, and like there's a slide on this side and this side. It was like the worst design.
No, monkey built it this way. A wall.
Yeah, somebody that got it for free and couldn't remember.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could swing or use the monkey bars, but you couldn't do them at the same time because you would get hit by the people.
Yeah, that's silly.
It was terrible.
When I was looking up online, there's very similar ones at Costco. I think it's the same company that makes them. They're like $1,500 for the cheapest. They go up to like $3,000.
Dang.
And one of the instructions I saw, it takes 30 man hours to build it, which would be a real drag if you spent $3,000, you brought this thing home, and you got to build the whole damn thing yourself.
Ooh.
And it takes you a week. And there's a bunch of stuff that you really need two people for.
So you're like, oh, and hold this.
I did utilize my oldest a little bit. Mostly Tanya helped me out. And just coincidentally, Pete was coming by dropping off a loaf of bread from Alex. And I was like, hey, while you're here, dude, I need your help really fast. And he helped me put the roof on because it was all like one piece. And yeah, we got it all
so it'll be
situated.
Ready for hangout night?
Yeah, I got a fun little house with a slide. It's basically all it is a slide.
Does the slide go
you climb
into
up
the fence, or did you do it right? Or does it go from the second story to the and just drop off like 5 feet?
Yeah,
you're it's like, kind of looks right.
It's kind of jammed in the corner by the tree, just so it wouldn't be like in the middle of the lawn. But it's been a lot of fun. The kids like it. They play on it like 10 minutes every day,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, "Okay, we're bored."
I love that. I think it was a meme where they said, oh, we got our kids a new trampoline. And so they have another place to watch their tablet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
And they're laying out there on the trampoline watching their tablets.
Unfortunately, that playhouse is too far away for the Wi-Fi. They can't watch their tablets out there. So they stay in the house.
Speaking of tablets, Jack said the other day, Mom, you can't die because then who would unlock the iPad?
You just keep your thumb. You say,
oh, cut the thumb off?
Do you just cut my thumb off at the funeral home? And just use that fingerprint.
He said, who's going to unlock the iPad if you die?
Or is it a facial scanner? Because that'd be a little bit grosser.
Yeah.
Oh, I took those off a long time ago. Because I'm a bad parent?
I wanted to make my kids have to remember multiple numbers. Remember how we had to remember phone numbers as a kid?
I feel like? Yeah, we had them written down.
Oh, you had them. Okay.
Yeah. We had pen and paper.
I still, we didn't have
that. Oh, I see.
We had like a stick and we'd scratch it. And maybe it'd be like really light.
You had a chalkboard.
You could call my friend Aaron, 503-234-8380, and see if his mom is hanging out still.
Do you still remember Annalisa's phone number?
Yeah, no problem. 663-6464.
It was funny hanging out with her.
Hey, is Noah home? Can he come out and play?
Can he play? Can
and then they'd
play?
Ring the dinner bell when it was time to come in.
Yeah, their mom had this awesome technique. She had this big, like old school triangle dinner bell. And she'd go, diddling, diddling, diddling. Because we'd be out playing around in the sticks, you know? Yeah, like in the woods. Mm-hmm. And you could hear that thing for miles.
Yeah, I got Annalisa one for Christmas a few years ago.
That's awesome,
She's going to put it up at her new house. Yeah, that's how we knew to come in.
Speaking of country neighbors, so I was hanging out with my dad.
Uh-huh.
He was up there. He took off like a little bit after he got his
second shot
today, I think.
Good job.
But I was hanging out with him and he was showing me something he's working on. He's building a bathhouse up there. And then this random car just drives up. Like a random car we've never seen.
It's like, go get the gun.
Somebody's yelling, and both of us, we just like walk up and like, what do you want?
Yeah, right.
He's like, oh, I'm just looking for my dog. I live down the road. And then we are talking with this random stranger for like a half hour, just standing out in the field. And then I go off with the kids. We found this pond on a neighbor's property close by, and they happen to be there. And like, we're out in the middle of the woods and there's like some people and we're like, okay. And then I talk to this guy for a half hour out in the middle of the woods. I think it's like you move out to the country, you don't want to see people, but if people come, you're just going to be like, I don't want to talk with you. You're my friend now.
Well, when you're in the country, there's only so many people, so you get to know your neighbors, at least in a polite way.
Yeah.
You know, we would always wave at people when you drive down the street, because you know they're one of 10 people who live on that street with you. But speaking of neighbors, my deaf neighbors have an alarm going off.
Oh, no.
In their house, and it's been going off for 2 days now, and it's
their fire
very alarm? Loud. I don't know what it is. It's not a dying smoke alarm.
I thought you got their phone number or something.
I did. I texted him because I can't call him. And I didn't get a response. So I don't know if it's a landline. If that's the case, I need to call one of the deaf relay. Well, no, he said ASL will help me. So they have to video chat. I don't know. And then he was, after I texted him, he was out on his porch, like kind of looking around. I don't know if he's trying to find it. But I realized after I sent him the text, what an insane, impossible task I've now given.
Something's making a noise in your house.
There's 8 million things it could be.
I go, sorry to bug you. There's an audio alarm going off in your house somewhere since yesterday. Thanks, you know, John,
neighbor.
You're going to
have to go over there and walk around.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be cool with that. They're very unusual. I don't think they would want someone in their house. So I'm not really sure what to do. Just, and it's maddening. It's awful.
Eventually, whatever it is will stop, right?
A few years ago, it happened, and it was during the winter, so we had our windows closed all the time, and we didn't really care. But now that it's like hot and we want to open our windows, you can't, because this alarm is so annoying.
Have you thought about burning their house down?
Yeah, I might have to murder them, because it's bad.
You got a bigger side yard.
Do what?
If their house was gone, you'd have...
I can just take their property?
You just take... It's old school. Like, you just take over the land of your neighbors. And
yeah, the man that you've murdered. I understand. Yeah, that's how that works.
Just demo their house. And
I think I'd probably move into their house. It's newer. It's two stories, though. I don't want to...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll cut
probably
it in half.
Stay in your house.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Don't murder the neighbors.
I just hope they figure it out. I don't know how it's going to happen. Maybe I'll drop a note in their mailbox.
Call the police?
Yeah. I don't want to...
Say there's a stranger went in there with a gun? Okay, no.
Yeah. No, I don't really want to involve the police.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So if anyone has any ideas, let me know.
Email the show.
Yeah. Do you have any emails?
I do have an email. Actually, this email is from Andy, and it was...
You forgot last week.
I did forget last week, and I'm sorry, Andy. And it was a timely email. He was like, I got something happening, and I need this answered this week.
He's going to be happy to hear the car update.
Yeah. Wow.
Gentlemen, so this is from, I should have read it last week. Gentlemen, mammoths and mastodons are different animals.
I didn't know that.
The one Brooks was thinking of is a Psilodon, which John correctly identified as a saber-toothed tiger.
Hey.
When Mandy was very little, her preschool had a field trip to the local science museum, and there was an exhibit of extinct mammals. I know dinosaurs are the apex of cool extinct animals, but have you ever heard of a
giant sloth?
Endrictotherium, and he wrote it phonetically there, or whatever. It's like a giraffe rhino that's as tall as your house, or a glyptodon, and that's a car-sized armadillo, or the best one yet, a megatherium, a 20-foot-long ground sloth.
Yeah. They would dig big tunnels.
What the fuck?
Isn't that weird?
Oh, man. I really didn't have anything to go with this. You guys triggered a memory, and so I thought I'd share.
Perfect.
So things are happening this week, and this was last week. Sandy is going to the hospital tomorrow, She had a scary neurological condition called infantile spasms when she was a baby, and we got the seizures under control with medication over a couple years, and we weaned her off the meds. And the seizures didn't seem to come back until last spring, so her neurologist is going to mess with her medications, but she has to go under 24-hour surveillance or supervision.
Whoa.
It's going to be an interesting week. I wonder if the hospital, what the hospital's policy is on whiskey.
Yeah, no shit.
And Andy, I saw some, I'm friends with him on Facebook, and seems like things went well.
That's good.
Good.
Did you know hospitals have prescription whiskey for people who are severe alcoholics? They actually have alcohol on hand. Because if you're severely alcoholic and you get off of it, it can be super traumatic. So every once in a while, a doctor has to write a prescription for whiskey.
So Andy, write us in. Let us know if you got into it.
Yeah. Bust it in one of them cabinets. See what you can get.
Think it's like a mini bar next to like with the meds, med mini bar.
Hey, there you go. Just for this one's for you. Yeah, just for fun. When my friend used to work at a oral and maxillofacial surgeon's office, and he kept inventory, and they had all kinds of crazy drugs and stuff. And they actually have cocaine there because it does a really good job of constricting blood vessels in the nose.
Wow.
So if they're doing like facial surgery, they might drip a little cocaine on you.
Oh, nice.
But give Andy the update on what's wrong with the car.
Oh, yeah. So my mom's car is still in the shop. It's 2.5 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got it running.
For the first time.
But
new mechanic.
Same mechanic. She didn't
She's gone up, tried to take it a couple times, and mm-hmm. he like keeps talking her down, like begging on his hands and knees, probably crying. And my poor soft-hearted mother can't be mean to this guy. And he, what is it, the rocker arms?
No, it needed some shims.
Some shims, apparently, of some kind. For the valve rocker arm, or the lifters. Oh, it was lifters.
So, Andy, is that a real thing?
Well, I know, like, the lifters are part of the valve moving up and down assembly business up top on the head.
This is a new car. It's like 6 years old, 8 years old.
I know. She's done. She's like, I don't know. Well, like, she needs to go on a trip, and she has to rent a car to go on a trip, even though she owns a car that's 4 years old. It's fucking ridiculous.
We're going to have to...
Also, I need that truck.
You need a truck? We have extra trucks.
I need the Ranger to haul some concrete to the quarry.
We have a Ranger.
I know, but I like borrowing dad's old Ranger.
Yeah. We have many vehicles. Oh, we have a new one, too.
What?
What do you mean?
That your neon.
Oh, yeah. We got that racing neon that our brother Nolan bought for the Gambler.
So you must know more about
Lindsay knows everything about
John
the Gambler.
John knows nothing about the Gambler 500.
He I'm just going on the ride.
Well, we've never done it. I just know the guys that started it. Or so, one of the main guys that started it.
So part of the rules
His name's Andy, isn't it?
Yeah.
As you're going,
good name,
you're riding your Gambler through the woods on side trails. You're smoking cigars and you're just whipping them out.
Why not? Fuck it. Who cares?
No, the Gambler guys actually came over a couple weekends and helped do fire.
Yeah, they actually helped clean it.
They
helped
Otis.
My uncles? Oh.
No, they came to Otis.
No, they heard about that guy. They're like, no. Not helping him.
So the Gambler, it's a race.
Yeah. No.
It's not. It's just for fun?
It's just for fun.
Yeah.
A weekend long event.
Yep.
For family and friends.
21 and
not,
over.
Yeah, it's not really family oriented.
21 and over, is there alcohol being is there cuss words that are used at some point?
There is some strong language, yeah.
When it was allowed, they had Gambler Town where everybody would go camp and party. I don't know if it's actually going to happen this year. But I drove through kind of the area. It's going to be on the way back.
Yeah.
Kind of scoping it out a little bit.
It's middle of nowhere, right?
Kind of. It's really I don't know how to say those names. It was really pretty, actually.
Yeah.
And then we came over the pass from to Oak Ridge, the back way. I'd never done that. I didn't know that was a pass.
I don't know that either.
And there's like mountains there when ski resorts, and I was like, oh man.
Oh, weird.
Willamette Pass is up there. Odell Lake, Crescent Lake, all that.
Okay. I've heard of Odell Lake.
There's like three passes that are 6% downgrades.
Is that better?
That's a big pass. Yeah. And I didn't know anything.
You didn't know about any of these passes until you were hauling a 6,000-pound
exactly.
thing behind
yeah.
you.
And I never paid attention to any of them.
I have that experience every year when it snows and then freezing rains. Now I'm suddenly like hyper aware of all
every
the hills
hill.
In the city. I'm like, okay, how can I get to Brooks's house? It's downhill down
well,
the street.
There is a website called The Flattest Route.
Oh, really?
And that's what I would use to plan things. And
oh,
you
that's
put
really
in,
cool.
Yeah. I didn't know it existed either until this RV thing.
Oh.
And then you look at it and you go, oh my God, we got to go up this.
This is the flattest route?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was terrible. There was a few of them.
I remember when I was building trails in Jackson Hole, there's this just monster pass from Idaho into Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I can't remember the number, but it's like famous for being a brutal ass pass. And we would have to like drive our equipment over it. And it's so scary. Because you're like, I'll die.
Yeah.
You know, no one's saving me from this.
Yeah, we had a couple that were, I only like didn't look one time because I was like, oh God.
Ugh. Well, good thing Ryan's a good driver.
Yeah.
Right?
But we would go like 40 miles an hour, maxed out the pedals to the floor. And you're just like, come on.
We got like a straight run up for the pass. You're like, okay, we need to be going 80 at the bottom because we'll be going 20 at the top.
We were.
Yeah.
And it was like, it kept going. And you're like, okay, we got to get up near one of these times.
Are you
going
to get a bigger truck now? No,
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mind going 40.
Yeah.
But we had to get out of there that one day because the windstorm was coming in and we were supposed to do that pass. And there was a crazy windstorm. So we ended up shortening our trip to get out of there because we were going to have to do the pass in 40 mile an hour winds.
Ugh. No,
that
no
would
thanks.
Push you up.
No, it was going to be a headwind.
Oh. Oh, push you down.
Yeah.
That's what you don't want.
No, so we got out of there. But, oh.
You got a quote for us?
I did my homework.
I'm
this
so
week,
proud
John.
Of you.
I picked you up.
Some sodies.
Some sodas.
Oh, yeah, I got some sody pops.
I got
butterscotch beer, another Moxie.
Moxie original elixir is what I was drinking.
Nesbitt's of California strawberry. And I am drinking a black lemonade, which is like a black cherry lemonade. It's quite good.
So here's this quote from the colossal collection of quotable quotes. Sometimes when I reflect back on all the beer that I drink, I feel ashamed. Then I look into the glass and I think about the workers in the brewery and all of their hopes and dreams. If I didn't drink this beer, they might be out of work and their dreams would be shattered. Then I say to myself, it's better that I drink this beer and let their dreams come true than be selfish and worry about my liver. So we bought a whole bunch of cider.
Who said that?
I mean, we bought Jack Handy.
Oh, from Saturday Night Live. Those are great.
And
yeah, it's true. It's stimulating the economy.
So now we're stimulating the sody economy.
The sody. Do you call it soda, Brooks?
Or
do you call it pop?
I was always a pop kid. I think pop's regional, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all these fucking Californians came over here and shamed the pop out of me.
Yeah, that's true.
Now I say soda or soda pop.
Yeah, soda pop's pretty hokey, I think. Yeah, I think I grew up saying pop. I don't remember. We never really drank pop growing up.
No, didn't have any.
It's because of the caffeine?
Nah, because we were poor.
In a cult.
Well, that. Well, Dad would drink soda.
Oh, and that was controversial.
Snap.
Yeah, on his like road trips, he'd get like a Dr. Pepper. It's like, ooh.
But now it's okay. They
nobody cares anymore.
They drink energy drinks and caffeine.
It's okay now?
But not coffee.
It's just coffee for some reason.
Coffee?
Because it's hot.
No.
There's a ban on hot liquids also, right?
It's an insane rule that's super inconsistent.
Wait,
because you can drink hot chocolate. That's fine.
But you can't drink coffee.
You can't drink coffee. Well, you go, okay, well, is it the caffeine?
No.
No, you can have caffeinated drinks. So what is it?
They don't like Peruvians.
They just don't like coffee.
Coffee will keep you from getting into heaven. Remember that? Did you watch that conference talk where the lady talked about how she drank coffee and she couldn't get into heaven and all her kids couldn't get into heaven. Oh, yeah.
Because of coffee.
Uh-huh. Was this from beyond the grave? She was like...
No,
Or she's just assuming.
A lady, one of the ladies in the conference was talking about one of the members that...
No, I don't watch conference anymore, do you?
No, it was put up on I'm sure it was TikTok.
Yeah.
It was shortened and they said about because that cup of coffee kept her and all those other kids out of
Mormon. They could have been in heaven, but they didn't make it. You said you had an experience with the missionaries the other day.
So they still find me every once in a while. Last time they came over, Ryan was talking to him about the CES letter, and then we didn't see them for a while. And then they came over right before we were leaving, and I was getting ready to load up. It was like the day before we were leaving, and the kids were out playing in front. And I don't know if Jack realized who they were, because I don't talk favorably about Mormons or missionaries.
Right.
But he had his little squirt gun out there.
Yeah.
And he starts squirting them?
Yep.
Nice.
He's four. And I think he's protecting mom or whatever.
Oh, funny.
And he got that one guy so wet. I was like, oh my God.
And they just have to take it.
Yeah. They have to turn the other cheek.
Oh my gosh.
So he can spray the other cheek. Yep.
I was like, kind of wanting him not to do it, but then wanting him to do it.
That's awesome. Take that, you filthy missionaries.
But I thought, John, what? You said that they're just young kids.
They are.
You feel bad for them. They're brainwashed.
They have no clue.
But don't they also will help out? Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
He'll do.
They'll rake your leaves and.
They came to Otis a couple times.
And helped out with the fire stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're supposed to perform service for people. That's how they trick you. They go, oh, you need help lifting that box? Well, while we're here, let's talk about Jesus. And then you go, well, okay, cool. I'll join your cult.
It was pretty awesome.
I know, just like in general, the Mormon religion's getting just destroyed by social media right now because people are learning, the actual truth behind a lot of stuff. And these terrible things that are happening to people and covered up by the church aren't being able to be hidden anymore. And they're just losing young people like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And, the whole gay thing, that really turns off the younger generation. They're not into that. They're about tolerance.
Yeah. I don't know how.
Yeah. It's just,
I'm saying,
it's in shambles.
Make that rainbow permanent
and embrace it.
And embrace it. Just change the problem. They gave up on hating black people.
In 1978.
Yeah.
Change your mind about black people. I learned that from the Book of Mormon.
Oh, yeah. The musical?
The musical. Oh. That's all the information I know.
What else do you know from that?
I don't know. That's all I have.
Okay.
Well, The Simpsons is the real...
Simpsons did
Or the South Park South episode.
Park South Park episode.
Yeah, that is accurate. I believe also the Scientology one's accurate.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Oh, anyway.
That was funny. My son sprayed the missionaries.
Good job, Jackie.
He's like, don't get near my mom. And he starts squirting them.
I think my house is kind of arranged weirdly that they never figured out where I live. Amazon can find my house, but Domino's can't. And we always have people not able to find our house.
Yeah, so they've never found
it. I've never seen them.
Yeah, I still get free cookies and snacks every once in a while.
Ooh.
From the ladies.
They found me when I was in France.
Yeah.
Which was weird.
They showed up at your apartment?
Yeah.
They have crazy databases that they keep track of everybody on. It's not a joke.
No, they know. They know my first, middle, last name, where I was born, who my parents are, who everyone's related to.
They see you when you're sleeping?
Yeah.
And they know when you're awake?
Probably.
No, you're on list somewhere. I'm on the list too.
Yeah, I've never been expunged or whatever they call it.
How do you get off that list?
Well, you can do quitmormon.com and get your records removed, which would eventually notify our mom.
Yeah, she'd be pretty upset. I'll wait until she dies and then I'll do that. Because, also, they don't bother me. So
they're probably listening to this podcast.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. What up, Elder Smith from Provo? They're always from Provo.
I know. Oh, poor kids.
It's easy to get mad at the missionaries, but it's just...
Seth is going to be out on a mission.
Yeah, our nephew. Pretty soon. And
they have no clue.
Yeah, they're children, that have been brainwashed their entire lives, and then when they turn 18, they're pushed out the door to go bug people in a foreign country.
I won't even learn how to roll up an extension cord properly.
No,
I'm
you shouldn't.
Not going to learn about Jesus, especially American Jesus.
He's the worst.
Well, Lindsay.
Yes.
Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Of course.
And it makes me feel good that you paid almost three times as much for your concrete work yes. as I paid. So now I'm just going to be walking on sunshine yeah. out yeah, there.
That's like money in your pocket.
Yeah.
That was a deal.
It's not actually in my pocket, though.
Okay.
All right, John. I'll see you next week.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Soda's waiting for you. Oh, bye.
Bye-bye.